off the press and on the air. Judy Walton in here with us from the Times Free Press. And Judy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Now, your beat has been for a while, I guess, kind of give me the nutshell description, and it's kind of been altered a little bit.
Yes, it has. I have had many roles at the Times Free Press. My most recent assignment is to cover Chattanooga government and Hamilton County government.
I'm sorry. No, that's a juicy beat. That's obviously something that they give to reporters that they have a lot of respect for.
Well, thank you. I'm a longtime government wonk.
Yes, and you know you need to be a wonk to be able to do this. And I think that the Times Free Press, I'll say for the record again, we're very lucky to have a paper.
Absolutely.
Of its
absolutely.
Quality.
California has nothing on you.
And a city this size. And so since you have been covering the governance here locally, go ahead and give it. Just do something kind of just from the gut. Give us a grade before we get into the meat of what you got here. In general, just as it works, the sausage being made, do you think that it's running smoothly, well? Do you think that it has terminal illnesses? This is just your opinion.
Are you talking about Chattanooga or Hamilton County or both?
Well, I know there is a big differentiation. Go to the city.
Okay. I'm new on this. I've only been doing it for less than 2 months now. So I'm still evaluating those folks, and they're still evaluating me. I think that the people who are working in city government are mostly people who care about what they're doing and who care about the city. The same with the city council people. They're very energetic. They're very engaged. They don't always agree, and that's a good thing.
Yay. That's the way it should be. What about the county?
The county is less active, I would say, than city government, but they are very important because everything that state government does has to come through the county. So they make a lot of very important decisions, and they're serious about what they do.
I think a lot of folks don't realize this because nobody makes you take civics anymore in high school. But, I mean, the county is the constitutionally recognized, designated territory that actually, the high sheriff is supposed to be the big law enforcement official. And, municipalities, I think, kind of came on board, I don't know exactly when, but they kind of started taking over as cities began to get all the population. And people forget that the county really is the big stick, supposed to be anyway.
That's correct.
Now, the VRI is your I don't know if he's your boss, but the person who does the communication with us as to who's going to be showing up said that the VRI was going to be at the center of this conversation, at least for a little bit. And you've done a couple of stories on it. There has not been a tremendous amount of activity. We used to keep up quite a bit with what was going on, and that has fallen off to the wayside since the changeover. The chief left and the new chief came in. So kind of just catch us up as to why VRI.
Well, the Violence Reduction Initiative was one of Mayor Andy Burke's first initiatives. He was trying to do something about gang violence in the city, the shootings and the killings.
Applaud him for that.
So it's been through several iterations. What's been happening lately is that the prior contract with the social services vendor expired, and he was asking the city council to approve a new contract that was going in a different direction. The VRI basically comes with two components. The police side is you call in gang members, you give them some pizza and Cokes and say, if you want to get out of this life, we have some social services available. We have job training. We have education. Mm-hmm. We have opportunities for you to put down the guns, stop the violence, and we will help you get on the right path. If you don't want to do that, then the police are after you, and we will get you, and we will put you in jail.
Yeah, the two sides were the stick and the carrot. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So the side that was up for renewal is a social services side.
The carrot side.
Yes, and the idea was to switch the focus of the VRI from trying to rehabilitate adult gang members to reaching kids, mostly in middle school age, before they actually got involved in gangs or when they first started showing the signs.
Let that sink in.
It sounds like a really good way.
Let that sink in real quick.
Some people that are lost generation.
Middle school. No, we did have at the very beginning, we had a group of, I hate to use this phrase, black leadership in here. And when I ask the question, do you think that we've actually just lost a generation? There's probably, the argument could be made that there are some folks that are not going to be reached, that are going to gang bang until they are in an institution or in the ground. And it was interesting. Most of them, forgetting they were on the radio, were either shaking their heads or nodding their heads. Got more nods than I did shakes. And I don't think they were really happy about saying it out loud on the record. But, yeah, they believed that we'd kind of lost a generation. Middle school is where to start.
I think that's the approach. I think it's a good approach. And I think that the administration, the council, and everybody who's dealing with this issue also agrees that it's a good approach. The devil, of course, is in the details. How do you do this?
The good idea-ness of this and the very, really, I mean, I thought kind of revolutionary approach for our neck of the woods, it made perfect sense to me from day one. It really did. My biggest worry, and I think that it did come to fruition to some degree, was the stick part. We can't threaten, just like as a parent, you can't threaten and then not follow up on the threat.
That's correct.
I think that that is one of the problems that we had. We had the famous walkout, you know, where the entire, you know, apple cart got turned over, and basically everybody that was working on VRI was gone, and we had new folks that were in there. It was, their complaint was, we're not being, you know, enabled and empowered to do, well, to be the stick, to do what we said we were going to do.
The Times Free Press reported, I believe it was in 2015, that they went and looked at some of the cases that had been made, and despite the promises that there were going to be serious felonies, there was going to be federal court on guns and things like that, the majority of people were given probation or charges were dismissed.
I remember when a couple of your compatriots came in, and it was I'll say infamous, I don't mean that in a negative way, the worst of the worst cover, and boy, people reacted to that in so many different ways, all of which I thought were a little bit extreme and weird. These are the people. They just happened to be, a majority of them in this particular program happened to be African American. And it was just an off-the-cuff statement that was made, and people focused on it quite a bit. Judy Walton in the studio with us, Times Free Press. See, I got to be careful these days. We normally jokingly say reportress. I would not do that now because I don't feel comfortable and I don't want to insult anybody.
I don't want to get punched.
Long-time reporter, journalist. And the most recent action with the VRI, the Violence Reduction Initiative, and it was the mayor's Violence Reduction Initiative for a while, and then that got kind of pulled away and it was VRI, a movement to swing it toward the youth. And city council, I guess, back middle of this last month, January, had a chance to do so and opted not to do anything. I don't even know if they kicked the can down the road. I mean, they just kind of let the can lie in there.
They did. They made a very dramatic statement.
By not making a statement.
Exactly.
What was the vote going to be? I mean, what was the actual, I mean, verbiage, I guess?
The vote would have renewed or set up a new two-year, $600,000 contract with a social services provider called Father to the Fatherless that would do mentoring in schools, do family referrals and family counseling for young people
in
trouble.
Sounds like a terrible idea, doesn't it? But, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, that shows right there, and just the name of it, the shifting of the paradigm. And city council just didn't want to mess with it at all. Are they done? Are they done with VRI?
I don't think so. The administration says that we're going to basically recalculate, regroup, and we need to find a way to deliver these services. The city council's objection was they felt like they had not been given enough information by the administration as to the details of the contract, and they also questioned whether this one fairly small provider that has a program in six middle schools could deliver the type of services and the quantity of services with the professionalism and expertise that some of the council people thought was needed.
There was not a consensus as to whether there had been any success or not.
That's true.
Any of you folks who are, you know, longtime listeners, regular listeners, know that the VRI, the Violence Reduction Initiative, was on everybody's mind and the tip of everybody's tongue for quite some time. And there was some confusion in the beginning. We had, the folks who originated these ideas and Dr. Kennedy and other people that were in early on, and one of my real stumbling points in the beginning was I thought there was one call-in. And I certainly was not alone in this. I thought there was one call-in, and that was it. And then that was it. We moved forward. You have been warned. And after we found out that they were doing another call-in, And we were looking about, and we were not seeing a whole lot of arrests and not hearing about a whole lot of action being taken. You know, I said, well, clearly this isn't working. I thought it was a good idea. And that's when I was invited to come out and actually go to one of the call-ins and watched it actually happen in real time. And then I came away a bigger fan than ever. I thought it was a very moving, very powerful. And I got the impression that many of those young men were hearing it. And they really were, in the moment, they wanted to change. But then you know what happens after they leave. Peer pressure kicks back in. And then, you know, found out that they actually had made some major arrests and people were doing real time, but they had not really informed us about it. And I think the words were, well, we just didn't think there was any need in embarrassing them any further. Well, you just sent them to jail for 15 years. We needed that information. And so that was, it just got weird. I just don't think we went after it and we did what we said we were going to do. And then it started losing, you know, a lot of the support that it did have. And a lot of people thought it was all touchy-feely and too soft to begin with anyway. I still think it makes sense, the approach, but clearly there's not as much love for it as there was. I'm just putting my fingers on the non-existent pulse that's in the room out there. I'm feeling the pulse of the community.
There's been less attention paid. It's not new anymore. That may be part of it, that the public has become accustomed to the idea. There's no need for as much publicity. The call-ins have gone on. One of the things that the council was very interested in when they were asked to approve this recent contract was metrics of success or failure. One of the reasons that they decided not to vote was that they said that they had asked the administration repeatedly for reports, measurements, facts about whether this program was working, how it was working, what it was doing, and that they had not received any of those. And they didn't want to proceed. There's evidence that the number of shootings has not really gone down, although the administration says the gang-involved youth shootings has gone down, and they're proud of that, and they should be. But the council just felt like it didn't have enough information that this program is actually working to go forward with it, and that's what the chairman
said.
That's
a sticking point. And there, you know, certain aspects of it are hard to measure. You can't get inside somebody's head. And, you know, and again, you know, we were throwing words around like, was it not verified. Gang member or certified or whatever it was. And
Validated.
I mean, what, they have a stamp, a card that they carry, laminated. I mean, that, you know, so we were throwing that stuff around, but we started keeping up with the number, our whiteboard, as we refer to it in there, of the shootings. Our number was different than y'all's number. Y'all's number was different than TV's number. TV's number was different than the city's number. And you said devil in the details, and the way you describe it, I think Kevin, who started it, it was real simple. If I pull out a gun and try to shoot you in anger, and I'm not a police officer, this is not an accident, and if I try to shoot two people, it counts twice. I mean, that's a shooting. If my bullet makes contact, then there has been a shooting. The incident that Ron Littlefield famously referred to, you know, and the band played on, where five people were shot. Well, the way the city counted it, that was one incident. That was five people. So we had lots of different angles and lots of, I think, distrust. And, you know, if it's our way or the highway, if you're not for us, you're against us. We were never against anybody here at the station. We all rooted for it. We had different ideas about it, but, I mean, we all rooted for it to succeed. But when the numbers were higher than they had been the last year, and we were on a real roll there for a while, it got ugly. It didn't – how can you say that it had been effective? You could always say, well, God knows how they'd be if we didn't have it in place. That's a good one. But here recently there has been a drop-off, inarguable. You know, we've gone – you know, for weeks at a time without what seemed to be gang-related shootings. And also we were told that, you know, immediately after something happened, we were told, well, there's no evidence it's gang-related. And people would just, you know, with sense, would look at the situation and go, well, there's every reason to suspect that it would be. And sometimes that, you know, official stance would change. All right, so the future of the VRI aimed at the younger people, and where are we on the timeline, do you think?
Well, one of the things that the police department has told us, told our cops reporter Emmett Genap, that they feel like they have made some success in getting in and breaking up like teen parties where sometimes guns would come out.
Yeah.
So they have been focusing on that angle even before this contract was proposed. Now they believe that they that the fathers or the fatherless people have a mentoring program that already exists in multiple schools. They have many volunteers who come in who provide consistency in the lives of these kids who may not have stable family lives, stable home lives, and they try to give them positive role models and be positive influences on them. There's a various kinds of reward programs in the school. They have pizza parties and field trips, and there are things that you can earn, you know, by good behavior. So that's the heart of this.
Good parenting from a surrogate.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, just adults in the room and adults in their lives. Role models and people who will again explain, here are the consequences. You know, here's path A, path B. You know, really, what are you doing here, man?
Right,
you yank him up. So possibly duplication of efforts. Something that, in other words, we already have programs that are there that are doing sort of the same thing. As catchy as the phrase is, it might be being done already.
Perhaps so. There are multiple organizations in the city that have programs of various kinds for youth, and that was mentioned in the city council meeting recently. That was another objection of the city council members. They felt that this one program, Father to the Fatherless, which has mentorship programs in 6 middle schools, doesn't necessarily cover the spectrum of need. And they feel like that there needs to be a much broader community-wide effort. Councilwoman Burrs said, why don't we have the Family Justice Center involved in this, which already has so many programs set up for families and for youth and for many other programs. They would like to see a much broader community-wide program rather than just this one provider.
Well, again, I mean, we have to deal with stereotypes realistically. And we were told, I remember very distinctly, that there were a handful of people that were really creating much of the trouble inside this city. And the number was sort of stunningly low to begin
30s,
with.
Low 30s, something
it
like that?
It wasn't even that high in the beginning. But then, by gosh, it kind of seemed to be the case. As they went after some of these folks, you did see drop-offs. You were told by actually, you know, we talked to gang members. We talked to people who were involved. And folks on the street, and they said, yeah, actually, that is more real than you might imagine. But, again, if we're focusing on 6 schools, we don't want to embarrass anybody, but we've just basically said, well, these 6 schools are the problem area. How proud are you going to be of being, you know, a student at that school or a parent of a kid at that school? How fast would you want to get out of that school? That might be the death knell. And then you've got other schools. They have issues, too. I mean, there are gangs in the county. There are, you know, I don't even know what qualifies as a gang, a group of young white men who hang out and have a nickname for themselves and get up to no good. Is that a gang? I would think so, by the definition we currently use today. So a lack of real measurement, figuring out what works and what doesn't, what has and what hasn't, possible duplication of efforts, just money. I mean, money being spent, is it wisely spent? These are all things that are on the table.
Yes.
And who is the top dog right now? We knew when we were talking VRI for a while, there were a couple of people that would show up and answer questions or call in and answer questions, or sometimes they wouldn't call and answer questions. They were upset or this or that, or they were just too busy. Are there faces? Are there names? Are there people who are in charge that you could point to and say, that's the person you need to have in, Jeff? Talk about it further.
Well, the person that I've been dealing with, and again, remember, I'm new to this beat, and
sure,
this is a changing dynamic even as we are trying to make our way through it.
Sure.
Troy Rogers, the public safety director for the city of Chattanooga, has been working intensively on this. He was there with the chief when they made the presentation to the council on the 16th, talking about what they hope to do and how they hope to reorient this. And I sat the other day at the Citizens Public Safety Committee meeting, which Troy leads, and there's a group of about 20 people just from the community who sat around a table in City Hall and talked about various programs that are ongoing, again, trying mostly to reach out to young people and keep them from getting in trouble in the first place.
And it was another thing, if I could actually have a composite listener and say, well, I think the opinion was that there needed to be one or two people who went to bed every night thinking about it and woke up every morning thinking about it, and that was their job. Not part of their job, but that was their gig. And I think that was necessary, and it would be necessary in the future, whatever endeavors, whatever form it eventually takes. I think that there seems to be, that we have made headway. The problem doesn't seem to be as bad as it was when we were having, you know, children shot down on the sidewalk because they were getting in the way. Do you think that's a fair assessment? I mean, it's opinion time again.
It's hard to tell because violence can be spasmodic. There can be various reasons. You might put away one young troublemaker. Things are calm for a while. Someone moves up into leadership and things get hot again. So I think that it's kind of cyclical. I don't know that you can make any kind of an assumption about that. But it has been relatively quiet. And again, the administration says where we are trying to focus our efforts with young people, we think we are having some effect there.
And that is my impression, is there has been some success. I guess the culture would stay, but institutions or death will take over folks who remain in that lifestyle for, you know, any length of time. And by attrition, sadly enough, though, I mean, you would see a falling off, and I think there would be some cyclical numbers there as well. Has the number of gangs, if we can verify gang members, I guess we can verify gangs, has the number of gangs decreased?
I don't know.
Do we know, does the city think so? Is that one of the things? Because I know there was wannabes. That was big for a while. These are not real gang members, these are wannabe gang members. Well, they have guns and they're firing. That bullet doesn't ask, are you a gang member for real? Are you flying colors? It doesn't really matter. Wannabe meant nothing to me. I thought that was an odd one, personally. I'm assuming somebody is keeping up with these things, and we were familiar with a handful of names for a while. And you would even see in one night there would be this incident, and then there would be three more incidents. You could just see it was just a pancaking effect. You know, the house of cards is beginning to fall. And there were some times they would say this was definitely retaliation, and there were other times they would just say, doesn't seem to be any connection. I just think the average person was going, well, it has to be, you know. Again, I just think it's communication, yeah, much as anything.
Well, I know that the Chattanooga Police Department has focused intensely on the adult gang members and the youthful gang members as well, and they have a lot of information about the gangs. I just don't know that much about it myself because I've been focusing on the social services piece that's coming through the city council.
What is the next time we see your name, the byline, and an article on this, are you working on something now?
I am. I'm hoping to work on something for the weekend, looking more at the providers that the Father to the Fatherless is offering.
The program
and
itself.
And trying to look at more detail at the program itself and the qualifications the people who are putting it on.
Did we come up with that? Is that homegrown, or is that a name and a program, a curriculum that we picked up from somewhere else?
I think it's locally homegrown. Father to the Fatherless is an offshoot of Hope for the Inner City, which was one of the early VRI social service providers. And they have a curriculum that they use that was developed by a guy in town whose name I can't remember right at the moment.
That's okay. I know that the successful programs that we emulated, there were a couple of different towns that put them into to great effect, and you did see numbers drop off. And again, I don't think it's something that we should give up on, but it seems, I think that the popular opinion is that we have, and it is, again, because you just don't hear as much about it. The mayor himself wants this to continue, though.
Yes.
There's the father to the fatherless program, and that contract and the money attached to it, that was all something the mayor was pushing for. So the city council actually is saying no. That in itself is kind of unusual.
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to say that they have been a rubber stamp over the last year or so, but there was a period of time, and certainly under other mayors, where city council definitely has been, they didn't defy very often.
This city council is proud of the fact that it has a more independent cast of mind, I think. Several of them have told me privately that this is a different group of people than the last council. They want what's best for the city. They want to work with the administration, but they feel like partners, not adjuncts.
Well, I think that's the way it should be. I mean, there ought to be, you know, there ought to be measures and countermeasures and balances and counterbalances. And any mayor who gets everything he asks for, something's not working right, because they can't be that wise. And there's always questions that need to be asked. And again, I think that you're for us or against us sort of mentality did prevail there for a while. I know officers, it used to be, you know, that officers could not talk to us ever on the air. Then there was a time when pretty much any officer could. You know, they were on the scene. They could talk directly to us. They seemed to have confidence. Then there was, again, we need to be able to control the message and pulled it in. I know, and it became a big deal for any officer. They would not only speak to me only on the condition that they remained anonymous. I mean, it was like, you know, Watergate time. It was deep throat. I would have to meet them somewhere and make sure that, you know, our tracks were covered.
Clandestine.
I mean, that's kind of a little bit silly, in my opinion, but, you know, they're looking after their job. I don't want to get fired. So I'll play that game if they have to.